now, as we come to our scripture, why don't we just pray? Loving Lord, please be in our hearts and mind as we come to consider what you have for us. Let us know what you would have us learn. Amen. A story which I told last year at our video Palm Sunday service, but maybe not all of you caught it. And anyway, it's a good story. It's a story of a triumphal entry into a great city by a king. And the story is the story of Alexander the Great. Alexander came to the throne in 336 BC at the age of 19, and he died in 323 BC at the age of 33, and his entry into Babylon must have been a thing to behold. Babylon at the time was the centre of the Persian Empire. Alexander had succeeded his father Philip as king of Macedon, had conquered Greece, had conquered what we now know as Turkey. He'd swept down through Israel, conquering Israel. If you want to know why Greek was the dominant language in Israel at Jesus' time, it was because Alexander had been there before. He turned into Egypt and conquered Egypt. And then he turned north and east to confront King Darius III of Persia. He defeated him in a number of battles and prepared to take Babylon. The Babylonians, the authorities left in the city after Darius' defeat, were not stupid. They knew what was coming and they decided to welcome Alexander in and to show him that they truly welcomed him in and that their city did not need to be flattened. They welcomed him in great style. There are accounts, more or less contemporaneous accounts, of what it was like. Something like this. Babylon was a vast city. The circumference was 67 kilometres. The city walls were so wide that they held chariot races on top of them. The river Euphrates flowed through the city. There were farms within the city walls so that it could be, the people could be fed should there be a siege. It was a vast city. And in the centre of this vast city was Darius's palace. And on the road into the centre, the authorities set up altars all the way along the road with choirs. They strewed the road with petals. They had incense burning and perfumes all along the road. So the whole thing was a beautiful visual and olfactory and oral feast. And then the procession consisted of all the Babylonian officials, the Magi and the Chaldeans who were the stargazers, and then the Babylonian army and the people of Babylon, and then finally Alexander in his chariot with his guards, his army, his cavalry. It must have been an absolutely magnificent sight. That was a triumphal entry into a city. As he came to the centre of the city, he mounted the steps and sat on King Darius's throne, and everyone bowed down to him. That's a king taking his throne. Jesus' entry, so often described as a triumphal entry, was nothing of the sort. It was a model of humility, a donkey, not a chariot. No choirs, no incense, no petals, no soldiers, no guards, no cavalry, no altars. It's true that his friends were with him. It's true that there was an enthusiastic crowd, but it was nothing like the experience of King Alexander the Great as he entered Babylon. Just really, Jesus, his followers, and an enthusiastic crowd in a holiday mood at the start of their great annual festival. Here was the greatest king of all time, the greatest king there will ever be in Jesus Christ, entering Jerusalem on a donkey, coming in humility. Coming in humility, but we know that he was in total control of events. The whole journey to Jerusalem had been him setting the agenda. He made repeated references to his death. He knew what was coming. He knew why he was entering Jerusalem. Even the detail of him telling his disciples to go to the village and find a colt that had never been ridden and just saying to its owner, "The Lord needs it." Even that shows that he was in total control. In total control, to that extent like Alexander, but not seeking dominance, not self-glorifying, just the quiet determination and confidence of the one doing his Father's will. The one who came to serve and to die was keeping on that road as he entered Jerusalem on a donkey. Our first reading puts it exactly right. Though he was in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, any example Jesus gives us is one we can only ever follow imperfectly. Though he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we are merely what we are, though there was nothing of him that demanded humility, and much that each of us have to be humble about, the reality is that one of the things we struggle with is humility. We struggle, in that sense, to follow his example. Modern life, with its constant temptation to self-promotion, makes that worse, but it has probably always been a human failing. I guess the line of thought which might help is that if he, with all the glory that was his to claim, thought humility and service the right option, how much more should we, who have no glory to claim for ourselves, be humble too? Humility is our birthright as we stand before Almighty God, and it's our calling as we stand before each other. That is not to say that the other aspect of our readings is to be neglected. We are to follow his example for sure, but at the same time it is good and right to praise him. The crowd, who later were so wrong, were, as Jesus entered Jerusalem, just right. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Or again, as our letter to the Philippians puts it, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Alexander entered Babylon in triumph and sat on the throne of the king and received his glory then as the crowds bowed to him. He died at the age of 33, the ruler of the greatest empire the world had ever known, an empire which, after his death, broke up, shriveled, and died. Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem in all humility. His earthly throne was the cross on which he died at about the same age. Maybe we would enjoy a truly triumphal entry into a great city. Do you fancy a chariot ride with choirs and incense, with all the trappings that Alexander enjoyed? But it's not the way of Christ, or the way for us, his followers. Humility is the way he models. And to praise him, glorify him, and wait for his coming again. Amen.